Hello everyone and welcome to the teleclass today. Today is November 30th. It's the last day of the month. Oh, we're going into December already. Wow, this year went by so fast. And this is a teleclass where I do a short topic that's designed to expand our consciousness and awareness, and then I go into cardiology, the science of cards. And then I'll be giving some readings to a couple of people in the class today. So as usual, I like to always start off with a prayer. So if you're somewhere where you can, just close your eyes. If not, just take a deep breath and really just become aware of your breathing, that we really don't have to do anything to breathe. That breathing is natural. It's automatic. There's a part of us which is awareness, the deep awareness, that we sort of lose track of at times. We sort of don't even know it's there, but it's regulating our breathing, and it's the aspect of beingness that is allowing everything to unfold. And so just becoming aware of that and really feeling the abundance and the power and the mystery of that which always is, and really we are all connected to it. It's a vital part of who we are. And just take in these words. We open in total trust that everything the universe brings us is a gift of love and support. We feel deep appreciation for these gifts and unconditionally accept them all. We see the activities of our day as an experience and expression of our expanded soul awareness and rejoice in all of them exactly as they are. We feel the abundance bestowed upon us by the universe and joyfully accept all the richness inherent in them, and we are committed to an ever-expanding awareness of who we really are. And so it is. So just allow yourself to just sink into this reality. And in gratitude, we say thank you. And speaking of gratitude, that's basically today's topic, gratitude, appreciation, Thanksgiving. We just celebrated Thanksgiving in this country, and it's all about being thankful for all that is present, all that we have. And I really love that day. And I'm going to start off with sharing with you an email I sent to friends. I actually have a group of friends, and we create love lists. There's five of us. We call them love lists, but they're really gratitude, appreciation, thankful list. And we email them to each other. And what's really beautiful about it is these are just lists that we write whenever we feel like it. You know, I think an average each person does 3 or 4 lists a week. And what's really great is that when one person is really somehow not writing a list, then we always have these other lists that are shared among us, and we get to experience other people, what other people are appreciative of. And it's rather contagious, and it really helps to remind us of how much bounty and beauty there is in life. And it's a very supportive experience to have. So it's something I highly recommend if you have a group of people, have a group of friends that, who think might enjoy this or might benefit from this. All it is just we just write, basically we say I love or I appreciate or I'm thankful for whatever it is in our life. And there's no rules to it except it has to be something that, you know, you're really grateful and appreciative for. It doesn't have to be a certain number. Sometimes some person has 1, sometimes someone has 20. And then we, put these in the body of the email list, and then we send them to each other. So, and then, you know, sometimes people will comment on them. But I like the word appreciation, because appreciation is, using financial terms, it's that which grows, that which expands. So I just actually like the sound of appreciation. It feels really soft to me and expansive to me and full. So I'll probably use appreciation more than other ones, but it's, for me, it's all the same. Okay, so I wrote this email on Christmas, on Thanksgiving Day, and I sent this out to my group of friends and some other people that I knew who knew that I did Love List. And so I said, this year, I am thankful for our home that is a soft place to land. Phil is my brother. Phil's full recovery of his body and health, having a doctor in the family who can diagnose ailments and prescribe low-cost medications, having a computer expert in the family who keeps all of our computers up and running, music that soothes my soul and lifts my spirits, living in such a beautiful state. I live in Florida and in a country where freedom abounds if you know how to navigate it. All the Abe Angels, these are my groups of friends that we send a love list to, and all the love lists that flow between us. Optimal functioning of my body that allows me to continue experiencing life here on Earth in this human form. Abundance of good food to eat. My nephew, Charlie. Friends who shower me with love and support. Every unexpected thing that happens teaching me to let go of control and instead ride the waves of life, trusting all the while. Indoor plumbing, love that. Trash pickup, flowers, Skype, sneakers, cell phones, taking pictures and sharing them. And Purple Jesus Happy Chocolate Bars. They're raw chocolate bars that I love. And my last one, the opportunity to expand and grow in love more and more each day. So this was my list that I sent out, my appreciation list. And I also sent some pictures. I had gone to Key West the day before, 2 days before, with two of my sisters, and I sent pictures that I had taken to them. So it was, and what's really wonderful is this is not only that I had the opportunity to open to write this list, because in writing this list, it's like it becomes more. The more I can tune into how much, you know, bounty I have, it just keeps expanding. I keep thinking of more and more things, and I could have, you know, added to this list, but I stopped at some point. And so it was wonderful to actually write it, and then it was wonderful to actually send it out so that it goes out to the universe. And that's another reason that I think, you know, doing it in a group is really wonderful, because it's like it gets broadcast out, and then it has an impact on others. You know, I think we have an impact on others even if we don't send it out, because just the act of writing or typing this out, it puts us into a vibration that has a ripple into the field, the universe anyway. But then I think when you actually do send it out, it also, I think, has another effect, like an exponential effect. So I think it's really a wonderful way to, first of all, get ourselves into the habit of being able to open to the beauty and the bounty of what is already present. And then, you know, we have an impact on each other, an impact on the field itself. So appreciation is a really, it's just a wonderful, wonderful sort of, let's see, mindset. And it also is it contributes to the planet in terms of having a positive impact with ourselves and on each other. So it's something that I really recommend, and it's free, and you know, it's just fun. It becomes fun, especially when you're doing it with a group. And so there's two other things I want to go into about appreciation. And so the first one is that learning to appreciate contrast. For instance, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and her plumbing went out over the weekend, and or at some point, and she was saying how it really made her appreciate having plumbing. And I could, you know, really truly relate to that, because I live in Miami, in Florida, where, you know, we have sometimes weather that can knock out our power. And so, you know, a few years ago, we particularly had hurricanes back-to-back, and we were without power for almost a week during one of those storms. And I just remember just thinking, you know, the whole time until our power came on, I just appreciated so much power. I mean, I would go around thinking, God, I love electricity. I love having power because I really got to experience, you know, what the convenience it, you know, that it brought to our lives. And we actually did have a generator, so we were able to, like, turn on our, you know, generate our refrigerator during the day, and I mean, we would turn it off at night. So we were able to do things, but the work that was required to do that, and the work that was required to cook, and my brother would grill, and but the contrast of not having that really allowed me to appreciate, you know, the power when it is available. And I think sometimes we become complacent. And we take things for granted. We take each other for granted. We take things like trash pickup for granted. Can you imagine if we didn't have trash pickup, how much it would, you know, pile up? So I'm learning to appreciate those moments when I have, like, a contrasting experience, because it really does heighten my appreciation for some things that I kind of forget. So that's some, you know, we can also add appreciation to, you know, appreciation for sometimes when things may not be going the way you want, because there's always a gift in those experiences and in those situations. So that's the first thing, appreciating the contrast. And then the second thing I want to talk about, and it's a little bit more esoteric, but I'm going to just put this out and add this, and, you know, you can see if you can feel this or not. You want to feel it more than try to think about it with your mind. And that is just appreciation for, like, life itself, appreciation for the magnificence and the power and the miracle of life itself, and that includes all creations. Well, if we think about it, if we think about creation and think about not having, that it's a field of potential, a field of not nothingness, but no sort of material thing, but it's a field of potential, and anything that pops out into that, into manifestation, is really a miracle. It really is a miracle, no matter what it is. And so, you know, from the vantage point, from the, you know, a deeper, wider, or wider perspective, and seeing that if it's coming from, if at first it was unformed and now something gets formed, everything is a miracle. So there's a miracle in the power of whatever this is that can create form out of seeming nothingness. I mean, we have to, like, I just marvel at that and the power and the brilliance of that. So, and the power and the brilliance of ourselves being a part of this experience, being a part of it that allows us to experience, you know, these miracles, whatever they are, you know. So we're getting out of the realm of duality and into the realm of just all of the possibility and just being able to see it from that perspective and seeing the miracle and experiencing the miracle of it all. Okay, so that's the talk for today. That's appreciation, and I hope that that was useful to you, and you can take that and create what it is that works for you for it. So now I'm going to go into the cards, and we have two people online who I'm going to give readings to, so I'm just going to do a short little description of what cardology is so I can get to that right away. And basically, cardology is, it's called the science of the cards. Some people also know it as destiny cards by Robert Lee Camp. He's a guy that for the past, I think, 15 or so years has really made this more popular. It's a system that was actually created for our common deck of playing cards. I mean, most people don't really realize that, but it's really a representation of our Earth's calendar. The 52 cards in the deck correspond to the 52 weeks in our year. The four suits correspond to the four seasons. The 13 cards in each suit correspond to the 13 lunar cycles of each year. And when you add the numeric value of all the 52 cards plus the value of the Joker, it totals 365 and a quarter, which is the number of days in each year. So it really is a representation of our Earth's calendar. And the system was said to have originated in Atlantis, but its documented origins are really rooted in the secret esoteric school of the Order of the Magi. And they actually kept this order kept this, preserved the secrets of this system totally intact, and were only to be revealed, you know, when the evolution of mankind would be ready for it. And actually that time is now. And the first book on this system was published in 1894. And since then, you know, more and more information has come out about it. But I'd say in the last 15 years, there's been more books written by it. And if anyone is really interested in learning the system, I recommend they get Cards of Your Destiny by Robert Lee Camp, and Love Cards by Robert Lee Camp. Okay, he's, like I said, he's the person that I'm aware of, at least. And I have seen other books, but not very many. There's still, I mean, relatively speaking, it is becoming more widely known, but it's not a system that you know, even people in, you know, New Age circles really know that much about. But it is becoming more widely known. So it's a system of self-understanding, because basically each person has basically two cards, the card that represents the day they were born, and then they also have a planetary ruling card that's important. And I'll go more into that as I do reading so you can sort of see how it works. And when you understand the meaning and the life path of these cards, you can really understand what a person's, you know, challenges and gifts are. And with this system, each year there's a set of cards that have already been calculated for each year of life for each of the cards. And when you know how to read those cards for each year, you know, you can sort of tell things like times when there's unexpected change, the best time to make travel plans, you know, about relationships. There are many different money, when you might have challenges or money challenges, when it might be a spiritual year or a year to kind of get your work out into the world. There's various information that just tells you what energies are present that will help you to make decisions. So it's not going to do anything for you. It just shows you what energies are present. And when you know how to read the energies and when you align yourself with the energies, it's as if you're getting a helping hand because you're going with the stream of life during that period as opposed to, resisting it. And when you can relax and just go with that flow of energy, it's as if, you know, you're being carried along. And it's just easier to navigate the path. Another way that this is used is for relationship comparisons. So self-understanding, and then as a tool for making life decisions, and then also for relationship readings. So that's just a little bit about the system, and I'm going to unmute the class, and I am going to talk to Susan and Chantel, and do readings for them. Okay, so hold on. Hello, Susan and Chantel?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Is this Susan?
Yes, this is Susan.
Oh, okay, Susan. Well, I guess I'll start with you. Let me just check and see if Chantel is back on the line. Chantel, are you
I'm
there?
I'm here. I'm here. She's just louder than me.
Okay, so I'm going to do Susan first, and then when I'm done with Susan, I'll come back to you, okay?
No problem.
Okay, so and just for the class, again, if any of you have Cards of Your Destiny, the book, and it has all the spreads in it, and if you want to, as I ask Susan her birthday and you want to look up and I determine her cards, you can look up the spreads. And as I give her the reading, you can kind of begin to learn how I do readings. So it's a good way to learn the system. Okay, Susan, what's your birthday?
September 6th.
September 6th. And you are, what age are you?
52. So it's 1958.
Okay. All right, September 6th. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you your birth card and your planetary ruling card, and I'm going to tell you a bit about those, and then I'm going to ask you, you know, what's up with you and see, you know, what kind of questions you might have and see if I can answer any of them by looking through your spreads for the year, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So your birth card is a Five of Diamonds, and your ruling card is a Queen of Spades. So your Five of Diamonds, fives are, they like to actually travel and change. I mean, so five and diamonds represent values, and it's really all about values, and diamonds also represent money. So a Five of Diamonds person, and our ruling card is always a card in our life path, And so the Queen of Spades is the Mercury card. And since you are a Virgo and Mercury rules Virgo, then your ruling card is the Virgo card in your life path. So that's where you get the Queen of Spades, because the Queen of Spades sits next to the, is the next card past the Five of Diamonds. Okay. But Five of Diamonds typically is someone who's, you know, restless and they like freedom, basically. Fives like freedom. They like change because they like, they're sociable. They enjoy going new places and meeting new people, and they like to expansion. They like to expand. And they're and that way, you know, they'd be good at maybe sales and promotion, because it kind of will give them the freedom to kind of set their own schedule and to travel. Okay. Now, a Five of Diamonds person would have a soft spot for helping people, you know, in need, because they have a Nine of Diamonds first karma card, and that is giving a being of service, universal service to others. Okay. So they're not as interested in security as they are in really being able to be able to expand and to explore and to have freedom and also because the part of them is restless, you know, but the part of them also needs to be able to have relationships. So that's something that they will have to actually work through, you know, in their life, this issue of stability versus insecurity versus, you know, the need to be able to express themselves, you know, freely.
Mm-hmm.
So does any of that ring a bell to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but see, yeah. You also have a Queen of Spades. Now, the birth card and the ruling card are the two most important cards, and some people actually relate more to their ruling card than their birth card. But because the ruling card is how, the birth card is what we came here to do, and the ruling card is how we do it. It's like the way we express ourselves in doing it, okay? And
mm-hmm.
Queen of Spades is, first of all, it's a queen, so it's royalty, and all kings and queens are leaders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they really, and they should be leading, you know, in whatever they do. Like if they're doing some work where they're not in some kind of leadership capacity, then they're really kind of not utilizing their full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Because and so a queen would be that, and the Queen of Spades is like the queen of work and the queen of labor. Okay, it's like they have incredible minds, or you have incredible, And actually, it's a very rare card. There's only one birthday that whose birth card is the Queen of Spades. But you know,
mm-hmm.
there are others that have the ruling card is the Queen of Spades. But it's a very rare card because it sits in the Sun position in the spiritual spread. But at the core, what the Queen of Spades represents is self mastery. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you really, you know, part of what you came here to do is to really master your inner self, and it's like the highest spiritual accomplishment is
mm-hmm.
being able to rule through. Remember, I said queens and kings are leaders, but what the Queen
mm-hmm.
of Spades is really about ruling through mastery of yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of trying to go out there and change things out there, it's like really shifting and transforming within yourself. And
mm-hmm.
then, you know, from that, then your life will unfold. You'll see the shifts, you know, naturally and organically from this inner self mastery, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that is, you know, so it's a very powerful card. And, of course, queens being motherly, you know, they will be in service to others in some way. And, you know, part of it is, you know, you'll have children around you, whether it's your own or others, where you to nurture and to watch grow and to basically teach them the work ethic, you know, that's practical, that's pure, that kind of thing. So that's a bit about your Queen of Space. So you have this, you know, this five part of you that is really, you know, yearns for, that's restless, that yearns for freedom, but also, you know, has that part that, you know, it's here to give universally to others. And then you have the queen that, you know, has to really do it basically. It's a being of service too, but it's doing it also through self-mastery, you know. So that's,
mm-hmm.
so that's an important thing. So those are a bit about your two cards. And so tell me a bit about what's going on with you, and like if you have like a major question or you would like some insight about some particular area of your life. I'm going to look at the cards that you have present for this year when you had your birthday, starting at age 52, and in both your ruling card and your birth card.
Okay. Well, I'm would love to get some information on how to complete my divorce, which has definitely been challenging, especially around money, and feeling that my ex-husband has, been hiding money from me and cheating me and lying to me and all that kind of stuff. So wondering, like, if there's any enlightenment around how to hold that, how to be... how to move beyond that. I've done a lot of forgiveness work around it, but any other information about that, and so that I can really move on, and also, work, any information around work. I'm being pulled in a few different directions, and would love to know where to invest my energy, because I'm a little unfocused right now with my different projects that I have going on.
Okay. All right. And what's just your husband's birthday?
Richard.
I don't need to know. I don't need to know his age. Just what's his birthday? I'm going to look at his cards and see if they fall into your spreads this year.
Okay. His birthday is 11/22/1953.
Okay. He's a jack of hearts, two of hearts, two of diamonds. Jack of hearts. Okay. Wow, interesting. Okay. Well, first of all, you're 52, and the first thing I want to say about the age 52 is supposed to be the most blessed year of life.
Mm.
So, actually, this year, most likely, if you are really living out your birth cards, especially the self-mastery, I think this year, and if you can really, in your mind's eye, or, however you do this, writing it out or whatever, can really list how you want your life to be, the experience you want to be having, and focus on that, this is the year that it will most likely happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the most blessed year because... age 52 is because of the position of the cards, is that the Ten of Diamonds, which is the card that sits in the middle of the spread of the grand soul spread. So when I look at your cards for this year, your long range, and this is, so there's a 7-year cycle, and within the 7-year cycle are yearly cycles. And so this is you're in the Jupiter year of your 7-year cycle, and the Jupiter year is actually a blessed year.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a 9 of clubs and a 2 of hearts underneath that. And a 9 of clubs is an ending of some kind. But the 9 of clubs is actually in Jupiter as well. And the 9 in the Jupiter means there'll be an ending, but there'll be a beneficial ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I see he's part of his cards is a 2 of hearts. So that's him. So it's the ending of this relationship. Is the divorce final yet?
No.
Okay. Well, I think by the end of this year it'll become final.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from these indications, it seems like you would probably get what you want, because this is a completion, but it's a completion that is going to be beneficial to you in some way. Now let me look at the timeline for that. And your Jupiter period would be. February starts February 10th. So I think that, actually your Mars period, I would just say watch out for your Mars period, which starts December 19th. You're in Venus right now. You've got some difficult cards in Venus right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a 5 of clubs and you've got a 9 of spades. And a 9 of spades is an ending and something around the home. So I don't know what's going on with your home, or if you know, there's any kind of way where you may be moving in the home. There may be contemplation of moving from the home,
mm-hmm.
or there's some kind of loss around the home,
mm-hmm.
change around. You know, but there's the five of clubs there means there's some kind of change, and
mm-hmm.
a nine there means that you know there's. You know, it could be a death of a pet, or it could be the death of the home. It could be there's some kind of ending there.
Mm.
You probably are experiencing something like that now, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even in Mars, you got a nine of hearts and a seven, and that nine of hearts, that's probably the divorce, or it's some kind of ending of relationships. It could be the relationship with him or friends or but someone that was a loved one or a friend in some kind of way. So it looks like you might experience some challenges and difficulties before you start to feel like things are actually going to change for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what it will are, but you've also got an Ace of Spades challenge this year. And an Ace of Spades is a death and a rebirth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that something is going to die before the new comes in. And sometimes it's unexpected, and sometimes, you know, I actually had an Ace of Spades long range this year, and boy, I'm telling you, nothing that I thought was happening this year happened. I mean, it was just so completely different than what I thought started out with.
Mm.
But I can say that after all of that, I could see it's so much more than I thought in my mind, you know, than my mental pictures of what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So Ace of Spades is like that. I mean, it's like, and sometimes it can be sudden, but there's always going to be a new beginning right afterwards. But sometimes we just have to be willing to let go of what we think is the way it should be,
mm-hmm.
and sort of just allow the change to happen, because it's Ace of Spades. It's a challenge, so it's not going to be something you're going to just necessarily feel like that it's going to be easy, you know. There's some kind of way of really being willing to let go and to trust in what's unfolding, and again going to the inner self to really align yourself with what you know to be your deepest truth, and the deepest truth is that you're always going to be taken care of. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I see that this year, at least in your birth card spread, is really, I mean, there it's gonna, and you've got the five of hearts. Displacement, and that is a move, and that's a divorce card, and it's a move. So I believe it's definitely happening this year, and when I look at your that's definitely happening this year. But it's going to be a good thing, because all these Ace of Spades, and you got a Six of Spades result, and that means balance. So however, so just check this out to see, however it turns out in this divorce, it will be fair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It may not be what you think, but real, somehow, some kind of way, it's going to be right, because six is balance. It's actually a karmic card, but it's going to turn out to be fair, okay?
Mm.
And I mean, and even, you know, there may be a part of you that might not even think that, but just if you could just open to that, okay, there's going to be changes, there's going to be transitions, and there are going to be some unexpected changes, you know, as well.
Mm.
But I'm just going to trust that it's going to be fair. And you've got, like I said, you've got this nine in Jupiter. That means that the ending is going to be beneficial to you in some way. It may be beneficial to you in ways that you had not thought about, you know.
Right.
And I can say these next 2 or 3 months will be a challenge for you. So if you can really just hold on to what you know and take this opportunity to keep strengthening your inner self, then you'll get through it really well. So that's in your birth card. Now, when I look at your ruling card, the Queen of Spades, you have a Eight of Diamonds underneath that, and Jupiter, that's money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you got the Queen of Hearts, direct, and the Eight of Diamonds underneath it. Now, Queen of Hearts is the mother's card, okay? And it's also spouse's wife. It's so Queen of Hearts, so something about, you know, you as a mother, you as a wife, and you got this Eight of Diamonds, that means some kind of money will be there for what you need, okay? Eight of Diamonds is money for what it is you need, whether it's to buy, usually it's to buy some purchase you want, like a house or a car, but that the money will be there. And you've got a Ten of Diamonds in Mars. So I see that, you know, you will have money if you can just really trust. Now, also, too, during this period you're in right now in this card, you have another five and another nine. So I can sort of feel through the cards that this might be a challenge. This is going to be a challenging time for you just because there's a lot of change and a lot of letting go that you're going through, okay? But you can hold, just really, you know, hold on until so know that this is going to end, too. This period will end as well. And you know, December 19th, you're going to go into your Mars period. Now, for Mars, what I can recommend, what I always recommend for people in Mars is because Mars is ruled by, it's a period where, you know, it rules legal issues, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know, mm-hmm. So part of this divorce is that it's a legal issue, right? Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, so you want to be really careful about what you say. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mars also deals with our relationships with men, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you don't get into arguments, you know, that you
mm-hmm.
really think before you speak.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a Ten of Diamonds. You have a Three of Spades, Ten of Diamonds, and Mars. Now, Ten of Diamonds is a large sum of money. So I see the potential that you can get, that you will be able to have, you know, what you need and maybe more. But it's also you learning to focus yourself because the Three of Spades is a lot of creativity. It's doing two things at once, and that could include your job. You could be making money. This could also be you working two types of businesses or two types of jobs and money coming in through that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned having several options in terms of work.
Yeah.
Okay. So that Three of Spades would indicate that. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of creativity, but it's also you can make money from that, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And but I believe that you will overcome, you know, things during this year because you have a King of Spades and Saturn. Now, King of Spades is the most powerful card materially in the deck. It's a fixed car. It never changes its spot from the grand solar spread. And you can accomplish anything you want to with the King of Spades. You just have to be determined to do it, and you have to step into the role of being a king.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you have to actually step into what it is to be a king. That means you have to be willing to make decisions and for people
mm-hmm.
to not be happy with the decisions, but that you know what you want and you know how to get it done and you make a decision. And a King of Spades is just an overcoming car. So you'll be able to, you know, overcome any difficulties this year. And Saturn is our most toughest period. So having that King of Spades there just ensures that you'll be able to make it through. And you've got a Four of Diamonds underneath it. And that is actually, Four of Diamonds is protection and money. And usually, so again, you've got these diamond cards, you know, in these as underlying cards in these periods. So I really believe that the money you seek will be there. It's just, you know, I do believe, though, it's just a matter of you really understanding that part of life is letting go, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to, you know, make a positive meaning out of it and to see, you know, to be open to what new can open up because this is definitely a big change. You've got the Five of Hearts displacing and these Five to Fives and Venuses. So letting go and just embracing the change, trusting that, you know, you'll have what you need. And you've got a Queen of Hearts. You've got this Queen of Hearts and Eight of Hearts also as your long range. So I do believe the money will be there, and you do have a Four of Spades, Pluto, in this card, and that's actually a home. So I think that it's probably going to be a challenge for you to, I don't know, home-wise, having a home or keeping a home is somehow going to be a challenge for you this year. But you've got a Ten of Spades environment, which is a blessed card, and that's a lot of work projects, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So somehow you just really allowing yourself to participate in these work projects is actually going to be a blessing to you. It'll
mm-hmm.
help you get through this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you got a Ten of Hearts result, and that means success with audiences. So if it were me, I would really focus a lot on, you know, getting my, you know, doing whatever work feels good to me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be a blessing, and you'll have, you know, many different options with this Three of Spades, and you've got this Ten of Hearts result, which means that that's going to be a blessing for you, that somehow when you do the work, when you put the work out there, that the people will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're displacing the Six of Clubs, which means that you've got three periods where you're going to be in the crown line. And so in your starting your Jupiter period, all the way through your Uranus period, so that Jupiter starts, I think, February 10th, all the way through. It's as if being in the spotlight. It's like being in the spotlight all the way till July of next year. So from February 10th to July of next year, what I would be doing is, if you haven't already, I'd be preparing myself in whatever work I need to do, so that by February, I would be really out there, putting it out there and doing it and being more visible, because those are going to be the best months where you're going to have visibility. And if you have anything that you want to accomplish, it'll be easier to accomplish it, okay? You really do have some good cards. Some of the energies are really, I do see some, like I said, you know, the letting go, but the energies indicate that it's there to support you through this major transition in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could just trust that, you know, it's all going to work out fairly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes where we think something's going to come is not the way it's going to, it's not the source of where it's going to come from.
Right.
And when we willingly let go of, you know, our idea about where we think it should come from, then the avenues that, you know, where it's, you know, the most, where the path of least resistance can come.
Well, what do you see in my husband or ex-husband's cards? Is there any information there about his attitude towards me or our relationship? Or
let's see. Well, he's a Jack of Hearts. It's his, I don't see him. He doesn't show up anywhere in your, wait a minute, he's a Two of Hearts. Except, you know, his Two of Hearts is in your Jupiter period. So that leads me to believe that somehow, you know, this ending is going to be beneficial to you, and it's going to somehow involve him. So, you know, but he's nowhere. So that's where he is in your. Now I don't have time to look at the underlying cards.
Right.
Like I said,
okay.
I'm just doing these
mini
readings. But let me just look real quick. That's actually a good thing. He's not showing up, and your 7 year, and he's not really showing up next year. Although King of Hearts. He showed up. He was in your Mercury period this year. He's a King of Hearts. All heart males are kings. So I think it's actually a good thing. Let me just look briefly. You might meet another man. I don't know if you met a man, but I see somebody next year. Oh wow! Next year you're gonna have a great. Next year is gonna be great for you.
Yay!
I'm just telling you, you got a King of Spades, Pluto, a King of Spades. You got a King of Spades long range next year. You're gonna have you get through this year. Oh my God! Yeah. Whoever you become after this year is, you know, gonna be powerful. But let me I would just, you know, just taking what I said, and I'm going to have this up, you know, recording up, you know, with probably within a week. But but how old is your husband? I'm just going to look.
57.
He's 57. Jack of Hearts, and he just had a birthday. But one thing, a Jack of Hearts, he's a very fixed person. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're stubborn.
Yeah.
They don't change for anybody. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing you should know about a Jack of Hearts person.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to change your mind. So I wouldn't even try.
Right.
And let me see. You are. Let's see if you show up in his card. You're actually in his Venus this year. Yeah, I would, so that's what I can tell you just about him. I mean, I want to kind of give a reading, so I want to, maybe next week, the next class you can call if you want more information.
Thank you.
So I hope that was helpful.
Yes, thank you so much, Clarissa.
Okay,
thank you
take
so much.
Care.
Appreciate it.
Okay, sure. Chantel?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, okay, quickly, what's your birthday and how old are you?
7/12, and I'm 38.
38. You are a Cancer.
Yes, ma'am. Every aspect of the word. I think
okay.
I'm a true Cancer.
Wow, you're a 3 of diamonds, 5 of clubs. You're a little restless person.
I couldn't hear you.
You are a 3 of diamonds birth card, okay? And you are a 5 of clubs. Ruling card, that's your planetary ruling card. Your 3 of diamonds is the card that rules the day you were born. And the moon rules Cancer. So your moon card would be your planetary ruling card. And your moon card is the card that sits to the right of your birth card. And so that's a 5 of clubs. Now, 3 of diamonds is someone who is very creative, okay? They like variety. All threes like variety. And threes and jacks are the most creative numbers in the card. So any three. So you're a 3 of diamonds. And diamonds would be value. Diamonds are about value and about money, okay? And three would be creativity and versatility and making money or just versatility and creativity. They like a variety of things to do things. What kind of work do you do?
I'm in sales. I'm an insurance agent, and I'm actually embarking on my speaking career where I talk about self-love, abstinence, and purity to high school students and college-age girls.
Interesting. Okay, self-expression is actually the number one thing for threes. You know, they like I said, they like it's creativity, and they need to express themselves. Now, the downside, not down, one of the challenges of a three is that creativity, all these different thoughts and ideas can kind of go into uncertainty and worry if it's not channeled properly. It sounds like, you're really challenging all this creative energy. Now, that's your birth card, the 3. Now, you also, your ruling card is the 5 of clubs. And the woman I was doing a reading for before is the 5 of diamonds birth card. So it would be a similar in that 5s love to travel. You know, they love to expand themselves and they like freedom. And a 5 of clubs would really be someone who likes to expand their mindset, to always be exploring new ideas and a mindset. And sales is actually perfect for a 5 person because it allows them the ability to kind of have more of a flexibility and they're good with people. And because they like to expand and explore, they like to meet new people. And so, sales is a good job for them because travel is something they enjoy, freedom is something they enjoy. And it's sort of a profession where they can travel and they can meet different people. And, it's not so structured. So that's a bit about your birth cards. And so is there anything in particular that you'd like some guidance or information on for this year?
Well, I have one desire that hasn't happened as of yet, but I believe that it will, and that is my soulmate, husband, life partner.
So you are desiring to have a husband?
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay, and what have you experienced so far, and how long have you had this desire, and have you done something particularly to call it in?
Besides decreeing, declaring, professing, believing, and receiving and acting as if though it's already here? besides that, no.
Okay,
I mean, I've been dating. And
uh-huh.
I did feng shui. I changed my bedroom into feng shui.
Uh-huh. And why do you want to have a husband? What is the purpose of the intention of this husband?
Moral support, best friend, growing together, traveling, companionship, praising the Father, which I'm spiritual, believing in God, helping do whatever, you know, his purpose and what our purpose here on earth is to do, is to call more people into the kingdom. Just someone I can depend on, somebody that I can count on and know has my back, because I haven't had that experience. I've had more people abandon than stick around.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your 7-year spread, you do have a 4 hearts, Neptune, so you're longing for family and home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just so you know, for this, you know, over this period, and you're in your Jupiter year of the 7-year period, which is actually the most, this would be the year, a blessed year within the 7-year period. But I just want you to know that, you know, you're feeling this because it's something, it's actually a hope and a fear. It's like, usually when it's in Neptune, it represents our, what we're hoping for, but it also represents some part of us that actually fears it on some level, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put that out. But in your, for this year, you're displacing the Eight of Hearts, which is, the I think, one of the best cards to displace. A displacement card means it's something we have to pay attention to. The Eight of Hearts is one of those rare displacement cards where we don't have to put a lot of energy into it. It's just, the Eight of Hearts is a charm card, okay? It's social charm and power. It's sort of like a playgirl, playboy. And I know you're not trying to be a playgirl, but it gives you the ability to have emotional power with other people, charm power with other people. So displacing that, it's really a wonderful card to displace, and you're also in the, you also have 3 periods in that crown line as well. So I would say this would be a good year to go out and, like, and it sounds like you're doing that. You're putting yourself out. You're what are you doing? What are you doing to meet people?
Well, instead of me staying at home like I like to do, because I like to read, and I'm actually in the process of writing a book. That would be my second question. I am starting to accept invitations, and people invite me someplace, I'll go. Instead of just deciding, I don't want to go, and I'd rather sit at home and read a book or watch TV or, you know, just be at home. So I've been accepting invitations to outings. And then because of, I'm in sales, I meet people, and I never meet strangers. So that's pretty much what I've been doing.
Okay, yeah, so you have to get out. That's the thing with the Eight of Hearts. But that kind of, this is the year to really get out and meet people, because you've got this sort of social, like, charm that's just a gift being given to you. But you have to actually, it's like being among people so that you can actually be able to meet people and connect with people, okay? So you want to use, this is like what I mean by harnessing the energy. Like, these energies are just present, but what we do with them is up to us. So not knowing that you have this Eight of Hearts that you're displacing, it, you know, if you sat at home, it would just go to waste. But it sounds like, you know, you made a decision, well, you know, I'm not going to meet anybody sitting at home necessarily, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you get invited, as you said, somewhere, you want to go and just, you know, be yourself. And you also have a Ten of Hearts that's an environment card, which means it's a blessing. Like, being with groups of people are a blessing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of invitation that, you know, that feels like, that calls to your heart, you know, you don't want to just go anywhere, but, you know, that feels like, you know, the people, you know the people, and you feel like they're aligned with who and what you are, then take them up on that invitation.
Okay.
Now, in your Five of Clubs long range, you've got an Ace of Hearts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the Ace of Hearts, that card is really about, now, you can meet somebody, Ace is always
sorry, that was Susan coughing.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you.
Okay. So you've got an Ace of Hearts for me. Now, with an Ace, that's always something new. But with an Ace of Hearts, it could be a new relationship. But an Ace of Hearts at its core is about a desire for new love, a desire for something new. But really, at its most powerful is for you to go within yourself and feel what it is you really, really, what would really, really have you be happy inside yourself. It's basically self-love.
And that is my platform for my book, or for my speaking thing, the self-love, discovering self-love, how to love yourself unconditionally, how to, as a matter of fact, it's called Why Do I Say Yes When I Should Be Saying No? 9 Reasons Why We Shouldn't, Why We Just Can't Say No. And it's basically asking yourself, why do you say yes to toxic relationships? Why do you say yes to abuse? Why do you say yes to when you know that you should have said no when that person said whatever? Why do you say yes to just different things that are not positive things that happen to you? Just basically exploring why do you do those things and then learning to tap into yourself, know who you are, and love who you are and who God made you to be, and accepting who you are so other people can accept you.
Okay.
That's
Okay. Well, beautiful. Okay, so that's your long range. That's what you're focused on. That's great. And so it's like learning to say yes. So it's this Ace of Hearts would be, you know, going within and learning what do I say yes to. Okay. Not like not yes to something that's been, but what do I actually say yes to? I can say yes to my joy, yes to my beauty, yes to my magnificence. You know, that kind of thing. So it's also, and when you write, and I mean, I'm just telling you from experience, is when you put yourself out there like that, you know, life has a way of bringing all the things to you that you're teaching to make, to see where you truly are in yourself with it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So as you are you know, writing this book and you're out there speaking and everything, you know, life's going to present you opportunities to be living what you are teaching, okay?
And that is such a confirmation, what you just told me.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a confirmation. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So just take the ride. You know, it's part of stepping out and saying yes to whatever you're, you know, destined to be doing. But it's just part of that platform. And you just, you know, you just accept the opportunity and you take the and you just go deeper with it. So this Ace of Hearts is I could see that this whole, and so your kind of intention and quest to have a, it's part of you also to going deeper in yourself and really answering your own questions that those women, these young people, is, you know, what can you say yes to? What do I really need in myself to love myself unconditionally, whether a man comes or not, and what is it that I really need to be happy, and can I actually give that to myself? Okay?
Okay.
So that I would really be, you know, mindful about that. And then and through this process, you'll just become a more profound teacher of this, and, you know, you'll just be including all of these personal experiences of just your own process too. You know, you'll be sharing that with others, and whether or not you include that in the book or not. So yeah, so I'd say that's really great. And I don't see necessarily, I see in your Uranus period, you might, let me see what period you're in now, because I see a Three of Hearts. A Three of Hearts is more than one person. It's meeting groups of people. It might be more than one love interest, and that is you're in July, so let me see what period you're in now. Okay, so you're in your Mars period now, and you'll be there till December 15th. Okay, so right now you're in Mars, and you got a Queen of Hearts. I mean, you could be meeting somebody. You've actually got a lot of relationship cards. You've got a Queen of Hearts now, and then in Jupiter period, you've got a Five of Hearts. That, are you seeing anybody? Because Five of Hearts usually means a change in relationship status.
Well, no. I'm actually separated from someone, like breakup, not married, but like we broke up about a little over a month ago.
Okay.
And so there's probably somebody new, hopefully.
Well,
that
situation
is not, that situation I should have never been.
Okay, well, definitely you got a breakup. That's a breakup card, okay? So now it could be just that. It's also a move card. So
the Queen of Hearts, is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about you got a Five of Hearts. You got a Queen of Hearts and underlying in Mars. Now that's more of a marriage card, more of a dating card, more of a sensuality card, a pleasure card. You've got this Five of Hearts in Jupiter, and that's a breakup card. So either you broke up, that represents you broke up with someone, or you're going to meet somebody, And because you also had a Nine of Hearts and Venus, that's a break. That's a ending of a relationship. So that Nine of Hearts probably represented that ending of the guy that you were with.
Yeah, and he's still lingering. Yeah.
He's still lingering.
So it hasn't. It's one of those situations where I'm trying to give you your stuff back. You're trying to give me my stuff back, but you make excuses. I want you out of my. I want to end this so that I can move on with my life. But you keep trying to keep. You know, keep holding on. What are we holding on to? Type situations. So maybe that's what you're picking up.
Yeah.
Where it's not totally ended.
Yeah. So maybe that Five of Hearts indicate is going to end for good. You know,
that's
after
the plan.
December. Okay. So that's what that is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then in Saturn, and Saturn's not the best time. You might be meeting more than one person, but I would just date. I wouldn't do anything because in Uranus you got a Four of Hearts and an Eight of Hearts. So a Four of Hearts is a marriage card. It's not that you will get married, but you'll definitely be thinking about it, and you've got the Eight of Hearts underlying it. So that's that charm card again. So I think that might be a time when you might, you know, you might meet somebody in that Saturn period, and then in your Uranus, you know, you might pick one of them. It looks like there's going to be more than one that's going to show up, and then maybe, you know, after you've kind of, you know, gotten to know them, you may focus on one.
Okay.
And because... you've got a, you do have a, hold on a second. You've got a Six of Hearts, Pluto. That's actually meeting someone that you're destined to meet, but it's not going to be necessarily easy to, it's going to be something that will transform you. Now, you know, I don't see you actually necessarily getting married this year. But you might meet somebody this year. Let me look in your other spread. I'm not seeing major indications of actual. Next year, I think, probably might be more likely because you got a King of Hearts challenge and an Eight of Hearts result. An Eight of Hearts result could be a wedding.
Oh, all
right. So, and then five. You're focusing on Five of Hearts next year as your long range, and that's a change in relationship status. So if you're single, you become married. If you're married, you divorce. So it's not necessarily it's a breakup card. It's just a change in relationship status. So and you've got four hearts in Neptune and Uranus next year at the end of your. So I'd say next year probably would be more likely, but this year it's really kind of. You're really discovering what it is that you really need in relationship, and it starts with what you need within yourself and being able to provide it for yourself. And then in that way, you can actually be able to, it's like loving yourself in a new way, and in that way, you actually become clearer about what you want, and then it helps you to be able to choose a partner who actually is the best partner for you.
Oh,
so that's what you're going through this year, okay?
Oh, my goodness, that is so on point. Oh, my gosh, I am like, oh, my God, I'm loving you, Calissa. Oh, my gosh, you just don't understand. Oh, my God. Okay, my other question, let me make sure I understand. I understand this is going to, I can listen to this in about a week, but I just want to make sure I'm clear because I was, like, writing things down as you were saying them. In regards to my platform and what I'm trying to do with the speaking, what do you see that in the writing of the book? Do you see that, and what do you see about that? Is that, like, I'm going in the right direction? Am I listening to what I'm hearing? From the universe correctly, I kind of want to make sure that I'm going on the right path in that and pursuing that.
Okay, well, you've got the Ace of Hearts, so you know your topic. That's great. And you've got a King of Clubs underlying in Jupiter, and Jupiter is the period where we can look to see where we can make money. Not clubs, it's being a leader in information. It's disseminating information. And for your year-long card, is the challenge and the result. You've got an Ace of Clubs challenge, and that is new information. So that's learning, that's new information. So part of you writing this book probably includes you incorporating new information or studying or writing. It's information. And the King of Clubs is the result, which is being a leader of that information. It's getting the information out. And then Ten of Hearts is audience. So I see you continue. I would continue doing the speaking, because that's and then stepping into that leadership role that you're a leader, that you're going to be guiding other people with this information that you're going to be giving out.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and you've got a King of Spades and Queen of Spades and Uranus underlying. Those are two very powerful, powerful cards. Again, if you could step into the role, so you've got these two kings, and so you step into your leadership role and just be, you have to be willing to do whatever is required to be a leader. That's really the only thing, you know, about a king. You have to be willing to step into that role and take on whatever is required. That's why a lot of people don't do it, because they don't want the responsibility of being.
That is so funny, because I have always been a leader. I've always been a person that goes, you know, that ends up, you know, I can come in and see situation and I kind of end up taking over. And it's not, I don't know, sometimes it can be a good thing and sometimes it can be a bad thing. So hopefully I'll be able to take on that role that you said I need to take on.
Yeah, well, when you create your own thing, then there's nobody to fight with about who's the boss.
Yeah, I see.
So, I mean, you know, so that would be an easier way to do, to step into that role. You create your own thing, which it sounds like you're doing. And you know, but that is with the king, you know, you can become that way. So that's what I would say about that. So, yeah, you and also, too, you know, if you're following your heart, your joy, you know you're always on the right track.
And I feel like I am. I feel like I'm going to change so many young girls' lives with my message, and, you know, really, really, really make a difference in some lives. And my motto has always been, if I touch one person and am able to change them, then I've done my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I love helping people.
That's great. I know we're going over, but I just want to tell you one more thing. You got quite a bit of twos in your spread, and
okay.
Two is a card of cooperation and partnership.
Okay.
And it's also the card of logic, and it could also be, you know, two is also a fear card, because they think too much. They can get into their heads and they try to figure out everything in your head. You know, life is not necessarily like that. But for you and your work and business, there's going to have to be a part of you that's going to have to, and I don't know you that well,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just saying this. I mean, you can take what I'm saying and apply it to yourself, but you've got a two of diamonds. You got a two of diamonds with a two of clubs underlying it as your year-long focus card.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cooperation. So to do what you need to do, you need to cooperate with other people. So
okay.
So you've got this leadership thing, but there's also a place where you have to learn how to work with other people to get your message out as well.
Okay.
You know, what partnership and cooperation, and it's like collaboration. But, you know, the thing is if you promote my stuff, I'll promote your stuff to my group, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's funny you say that, because a girlfriend of mine in Florida, she is writing, she's written actually, it hasn't been published yet, but it's almost to print, a book on domestic violence.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to partner up with me because we have similar messages.
Uh-huh.
And that's strange that you said it. And her husband just got a job transfer to D.C., to the D.C. area, and that's where I live. And so
oh.
She'll be here in January.
Perfect. That's exactly what that two of diamonds and two of clubs is, okay? So just keep that in mind. You want to be, you know, if there are opportunities that are in mind with what you want to do to partner with others, that's what you want to do, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, so I hope you got it, you know, to experience, you know, what you and you got your questions answered about what I did. I know that was something you were concerned about.
Yes, and you are
okay.
So on point. I will recommend you to the masses. I'm actually going to send out a blast on you to my fan base. So hopefully you'll be getting some more people added on. I'm totally like, oh, my gosh, you are awesome.
Well, thank you, Chantel. And I know we're going over, so I'm going to end the class. And so call in again, you know, if you have another question. I'll be here every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. I'm here on the fifth one this time because I was out of town last week. But normally it'll be the second and fourth Tuesday. And I want to thank everyone for participating in the class. I want to wish everyone just a wonderful day. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. No,
hey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Clarissa. It was fabulous.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, take care, everyone.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.